You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 15th, 2022, we are live streaming at rumble.com. You go to rumble.com right now, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. It'll take you to this page where you open up and join us in studio. If you so, glad to have you. Bring something to drink next time, will you? I'm ready at this point. So this story from CNN. They bill it as an exclusive, like it's a breaking story. Here it goes. Here's the way they treated it as I'm looking on their own page. First on CNN. A record number of migrants have died crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. They finally have acknowledged that. Now, we're talking about lives, so I'm not trying to make light of that. I'm talking about this kind of, quote, news organization that they're supposedly reshaping to become more, quote, legitimate. They consider that first on CNN. We've been reporting constantly about the number of deaths, not only on this program, but elsewhere around the nation. Others have done the same. But they want to ballyhoo that we're first to tell you that nearly 750 have died at the southern border this fiscal year. That surpasses last year's total by 200. And they got the figures direct from the Department of Homeland Security. And then they actually acknowledge migrants, they don't call them illegals, you notice that. Migrants. Migration is simply moving from one place to another. You leave California and you go to Texas. You're migrating to Texas. You're allowed to do that. There's no law that says you can't. And coming from another country into our country across what should be our border, that's not a migration. That's an illegal entry. But CNN says migrants often face treacherous terrain, oppressive heat, dangerous waters, and falling from the border wall. They don't mention the drug cartels, the raping, the incest, and the drug deals that are taking place all along that line. They still don't get it. But CNN did something else that I'm going to hold to the end of the program. It's just too good. I'm going to hold the lead. You'll just have to deal with it. Coming up the next segment, we're going to spend more on this story that's still developing. That's the Governor DeSantis sent two planes full of illegals, not migrants, illegals, into Martha's Vineyard. And the folks at Martha's Vineyard are trying to deal with them and try and say, well, we're gonna do what we should. We're gonna help out as good Martha's Vineyard folks would. Martha's Vineyard is a very rich enclave, mostly liberal. I don't see anyone there offering to house any of these migrants or illegals. That would include former President Barack Obama and his mansion. And at the same time, Governor Abbott of Texas sent two busloads of illegals to the Naval Observatory, which is the official residence of VP Harris. She wouldn't go to the border came to her. How about that? In the meantime, the House Select Committee, they're still pushing the January 6th. They got to make something happen. They got to push forward. Now they want another 3,200 pages of emails from the Trump attorney who spearheaded the, quote, far-fetched legal theory that VP Pence could block Congress's certification of Joe Biden's win. Go on and on. And coming up later, we're going to get into that, is how now they're trying to tie January 6th into parents going to school board meetings protesting what their kids are being taught or how they're being indoctrinated. There's a recent report, this one coming from the New York Post, that Facebook admits it's been spying. Well, they don't, but whistleblowers inside say they've been spying on private messages. Yeah, if you sent a private message and you expressed any question about the 2020 election, they flagged you and sent that information to the FBI. We'll get into that. In the meantime, this story. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, said and admits the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act, I add the word comedy, Inflation Reduction Act, is partly about bringing down utility costs, partly about bringing down health care costs, but admits and stated it doesn't really reduce inflation. She said it does bring the deficit down, but when asked again, does it reduce inflation? She said, well, we're working on doing that. We're doing something while Republicans are just screaming. They're screaming because you shoved this down their throat. Stand by, please.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with a Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program. John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Biden would fly people in the middle of the night, dump them all across this country. There was no warning on any of this. And all those people in D.C. and New York were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud, okay? They are supporting policies that are just frankly indefensible.
The words of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talking about the flashback from liberals and Martha's Vineyard residents that you flew illegals, oh, they don't call them that, migrants from the southern borders into Martha's Vineyard? How dare you? But we're going to step up and take care of it. We're going to help them out. You know what they're doing to help? Well, they're providing some food and water, and that's good, and I would expect that. And there are probably some very good people living in Martha's Vineyard. And they may or may not be Democrat or Republican, but they have, I would think, many of them have a heart and a sense of humanity for other people. But what he's trying to do is say, look, you want to declare this state of Massachusetts, which is where Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Cape Cod is considered a sanctuary state. All right, here are some of those who need sanctuary. Now, Martha's Vineyard, of course, that was an interesting little ploy by the governor, and I call it a ploy. They are calling it a stunt. That's okay. And they are claiming that he's using these people as pawns, as if the Democrats and liberals have not been using them as pawns from the very beginning of the Biden administration and before that time as well. DeSantis sent two planes with a total of 48 migrants into Martha's Vineyard. 48 crossed the Rio Grande Valley on an almost hourly basis. And those communities down there, they're stretched and strained as far as they can go too in helping and the resources they have. And if they continue, they take it away from taxpaying citizens. Martha's Vineyard, to help you understand something, you want to know how rich this area is? The Martha's Vineyard Commission found that the cost of living on the island is 60% higher than the national average. You think you got it tough? They're paying 60% more. Oh, but they can afford it. Housing prices are 96% higher. But they can afford it. The median rent exceeding the entire state by 17%. But again, they can afford it, or those who are going there. Martha's Vineyard is, of course, attached to Chappaquiddick Island. That ring a bell for you? Mm-hmm, I thought so. Barack Obama has bought a $12 to $14 million mansion there. They're very expensive homes. And again, I'm not jealous of those who have that. Great. But you need to come to a reckoning that while you're living in your posh surroundings and folks are struggling along the border trying to take care of illegals, not migrants, but illegals coming across the border because this administration will not shut the border, then maybe you need to reconsider. And maybe you need to say, we don't want to be a sanctuary state. I want to share a little bit later in the next segment some of the ways the story has been treated by the local publications there. I mean, it's one thing to see how it's being treated by network news and those who want to deal with it. And they're dealing with it and trying to look at it as, how dare Governor DeSantis do this to the good people of Martha's Vineyard? They're not going to make any remarks and so forth about, as he said, look what Biden was doing in the middle of the night, flying illegals into different parts of the country, was not advising the local municipality, the mayor, the police, even the county council, or the governor of the state. We're bringing in a plane load of illegals. Good luck with that. They're just doing it. So DeSantis is taking what Governor Abbott started and escalating, and I'm kind of glad. What DeSantis wanted to also drive home is not just the hypocrisy, but if you say you're really concerned about the humanity of these people, then you should be stepping up and helping out. And you know what they've been offering? One of the groups that came forward and said, well, what we will do is they can sleep in the church. They can sleep on pews. Now, a pew might be softer than anything else they've slept on. I don't know. Especially if it has cushions. And I would tend to think most of them would in Martha's Vineyard. And being inside a facility like a church with electric and unless they go all green, they don't have it anymore. They're going to be in a lot more comfort than they have been, right? But why would they have to go into a place like that if they don't have room in a shelter? There are plenty of homes around that I'm telling you, as I've said repeatedly, like in Hollywood, if the special elites would lower the gate over their moat, the homeless could have a place, not just illegals, but homeless Americans, vets or whatever, could camp on their lawn. They could live in their garages. They could probably put five or more families in each garage, and they'd still have a better condition where they were. And then they'd have a toilet facility. Or maybe they decided, well, we'll just stay and do it in the lawn. We're out here. I don't see to this point, I'm still watching, there's not a single Martha's Vineyard residence that has come forward to say, well, we want to help out. And so what we're going to do is we're going to open up our home. So when the story began to break yesterday, listen to this Fox report on the planes going into Martha's Vineyard.
It was at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon that a couple of planes with 50 Venezuelan migrants arrived, apparently courtesy of Ron DeSantis. Apparently nobody was alerted on the island before they showed up. Some of the people, according to the Boston Globe, did not know where they were. Well, you know what? If you don't know where you are, you're in Martha's Vineyard, one of the most spectacular progressive celebrity destinations in the world.
That's true. And the Martha Vineyard Chamber of Commerce touts it that way. Come to Martha's Vineyard. Here are things you can do, places to go, places to stay. And as I noted in the last hour, when you open up their Chamber of Commerce page at Martha's Vineyard, when they're showing people enjoying all these great accommodations and riches, and beauty and view of Martha's Vineyard, there's not one person of color. Do you think somebody would say, "Ooh, we should not have done it that way," because here we are blaming everyone else that they're white racist and things of this nature, and our own Chamber of Commerce. And they better not take pictures of these illegals or migrants, as they want to call them, while they're there, especially if they have them with a hoe in a hand or a shovel or something. I'd better not do that either. So while that was underway, Texas Governor Abbott was sending two busloads to the Naval Observatory in D.C., which is the official residence of VP Harris. Now, let's hear a report on the illegals showing up at the Harris residence.
They had to voluntarily board these buses. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been telling repeatedly that these are volunteers. They get on board these buses. They're told where they're going. Their hopes are that they would be near a family who could host them. But again, quite a picture, as we have seen a number of these buses. There have been bus dropped off in New York, in Martha's Vineyard most recently by Governor Ron DeSantis. That was a plane ride. And in a lot of towns where the folks, the local leadership, don't even know they're arriving. I don't think that Vice President Harris had any knowledge of this happening outside her front door.
I very much doubt it.
If you're watching on Rumble.com as we're doing this live, you saw my reaction. No, she got no notice. She didn't need any notice. I mean, come on. If she had been to the border, she'd know that there might be a, dare I say it, a crisis at the border, that this administration is not only being ignoring, but fueling. And yet they, at these blue sanctuary cities and states, say, come one, come all, we are welcoming. You can come in here, we'll take care of you. And then when they're delivered to their state, they start complaining. D.C. Mayor Bowser, one of the perfect examples. When buses were delivered with, I think they had delivered maybe 8,000 illegals into D.C. in the D.C. area. Now, that's 8,000 compared to 2 million crossing our borders illegally over the last year during the Biden administration. And now that she's had some of these busloads show up, Bowser had to greet some more the other day. In particular, she's got to deal with those delivered to the Naval Observatory that's inside District of Columbia, that were there for the VP Harris official residence. And the reporter actually dared ask a question. I just wish she'd been a little more aggressive with it, but she was doing it her way. Let's hear her question and the mayor's response.
Has it given you a better understanding of what they are dealing with elsewhere in our country?
Well, I know what we're dealing with, and I'm elected to make sure that D.C. residents have what they need and that our systems can support, our needs. And when we have emergencies, we set up an emergency response, and that's what we're doing to focus on what's coming our way.
Your message to Governor Abbott, who continues to try to hammer his point home?
For me, you know, there's a political debate to be had about immigration. The points that I want to make is that we have to have a system that makes sense, that's fair.
She should have stopped the report right there and said, well, what makes sense about 2 million coming across the border and you got 8,000 and you're complaining? Now, that's the way I would have done it, but that's just me. That may be why I don't have a TV job anymore. But the bottom line is, she's again going back saying, well, it's we need a total immigration overhaul, but in the meantime, it's kind of like our green plan. We're going to tear down your house because in 20 years it'll be obsolete. Well, where do I live until then? Well, we're going to build you a new house. Well, when that's going to be built? Maybe 30 or 40 years. There's no common sense here. Just start with common sense. Put your politics aside. Look at common sense. And then again, let's go back to Bowser as she's talking about how the Democrat leaders, that we're the ones who are actually doing the heavy lifting.
For mayors like me and that are dealing with a crisis not of our making, and we're not a border town. We don't have infrastructure to handle this type of a level of immigration to our city. But we will create a new normal here in our infrastructure and have a humane welcome for people and an efficient service provision. But we don't have the ability. We're not Texas.
No, you're not. And that's the key. If you were a Texas border town, you would have to be dealing with more than 8,000 being delivered. And on top of that, you'd have at least some empathy, if not sympathy, for how they're trying to deal with it. But the other part that stands out, she says, we're going to be welcoming them. We'll bring them in, and we're going to be welcoming them. But in the back of her mind, she's thinking, I want them out of here. We can't handle them. They're going to be a drain on our resources. I would guarantee you. That's in the back of her mind. She's already asked for the National Guard to be activated to help deal with them. Pentagon said no. When we come back, I want to go back to the planes going into Martha's Vineyard. I want you to hear again from Governor DeSantis, and then we're going to pick it up from there again. Stand by.
Making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Biden would fly people in the middle of the night, dump them all across this country. There was no warning on any of this. And all those people in D.C. and New York were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud, okay? They are supporting policies that are just frankly indefensible.
Now, the reason I played that again is because I want you to keep in mind the context of what DeSantis did in sending about 50 illegals to Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard, one of the top resort areas and high-priced areas to live, much less vacation in, just off Cape Cod. You get there either by arriving by plane or a ferry. And he sent 50 illegals up there. And look at the reporting that came out of the local reports up there. First of all, the Vineyard Gazette, which is immediate right there inside Martha's Vineyard, said one of the state senators is being quoted as saying, this is like the reverse freedom rides of the 60s. This is a cruel ruse manipulating families seeking a better life. I think it's a cruel ruse, Senator, that you would advertise our border is open, because that's why they came, and then they came here after trekking hundreds of miles just to get to our southern border, and now you're upset because they're delivered to your back door. And the church pastor, one of them, are state representative at the church, said, we served breakfast this morning and served lunch by the school system, and we're going to help people here. That's what we do here. Well, I'm sure they do, and I think that's good. I'm glad to see there's humanity, even in rich resort areas like that. And then you had one report, according to, this was interesting because this one came from the Cape Cod Times, pointing out that some of these folks had to walk 2 miles from the airport. 2 miles, 2 miles is nothing compared to what they trek to get to our southern border, and certainly not with the heat, the threat from cartel gangs. And then on top of that, then another report said they had to walk several miles to get their community center. Well, two or several. I decide it's such sloppy reporting. That's in the same Cape Cod Times report. If you took the longest route by walking from the airport to the center, it would be under 4 miles, 3.8. I don't know where they came up with the 2 miles. And, of course, later some vans were sent to help transport some. And there are children mixed in with this. I want to keep for you to keep that in mind. And I'm sure they're frightened and concerned and confused, as are the adults. And according to some of the reports, they're asking, is there a job? I'll do a job. I'm not looking for a handout. Well, that's good. That's the kind of work ethic we want here. But you do it legally. We have a lot of folks coming into this country legally that want to come here because we are the beacon of hope for the world. And they know their life would be better here. They would like that opportunity, but they have to wait in line. But the illegals are coming across, cutting in front of them. And all these sanctuary states and cities say they're, you know, those along the border, you should be more welcoming and thank and bring them in. So they're taking their attitude that we're going to help them. We're going to do what we can because it's a community thing. We're going to help. Well, that's good. We'll see how long that lasts. How many more plane loads can you handle at Martha's Vineyard? And what are they doing behind closed doors? What are they saying then about the migrants, illegals? They're not being so respectful, much less caring, I would guarantee you. Because if you suddenly have a major homeless problem in Martha's Vineyard, people sleeping on the streets outside some of those very nice retail shops or in front of some of the big mansions or as close as they can get to the Obama mansion outside the gates, or they're relieving themselves on a public street in front of kids and everybody else, then are they going to be that sympathetic and empathetic? The same thing went through a lot of the folks along the border. They have hard scrabble lives there anyway. And they were taking care of people the best they can, but it just got overflowing and reached a point where we can't do anything. We've got to protect our family, our community, and it's got to be stopped. So I know the Democrats are going to cry. It's just a political stunt. And know what it is giving you reality smack into your face. And you don't like it too much if you've been all about opening the borders, do you? And when are those fine folks of Vineyard, Martha's Vineyard, going to say, come on into my house. I got 4 or 5 rooms because a lot of them are good-sized mansions. Haven't seen it yet. Not going to hold my breath. Coming up, the January 6th committee continues to pound the drum. And, of course, let's tie it into the parents appearing in front of school board meetings. They're all terrorists. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Larry Connors, USA.
January 6, 2021 will never be forgotten, an infamous day in American history. MAGA Republicans descended upon the Capitol, engaged in an insurrection. They occupied the Capitol. 5 people were killed, hundreds injured, including hundreds of Capitol Hill police officers attacked and bludgeoned. It was a day that we'll never forget.
And it was wrong. And I said it that day it was wrong. And I also said that day this will be pounded into Democrats, I mean into Republicans and conservatives forever and ever and ever. And they're doing it. That was Congressman Hank Johnson, Democrat of Georgia, on the House Judiciary Committee as they continue their January 6 hearings. But he took it another step today. But before we get to that, go back to the facts that he was supposedly referring to. One, calling it an insurrection. It was not an insurrection. An insurrection would be trying to overthrow the government. They were not trying to overthrow the government. There was only one person found with a gun. Do I accept and like the fact that some of them were battling and bashing police, trying to break through and get in to begin with? No, I do not. I do not condone it. I think they should be charged and face criminal prosecution. Did the guy with the gun ever pull it out and threaten anybody? No, he did not. And when he says five killed, that's a flat-out lie. The narrative continues to rehash and rehash by either dumb Democrats or they're hoping you're dumb. There was only one death of someone, quote, killed. You can die, you know, without being killed. You're aware of that, right? I don't think they are. If you're killed, you're dead. But you could be killed with intent or without intent. You could die of natural causes or die of an intentional murder. But when he says five were killed, that's not right. One was killed. That would be the woman who cried to crawl through the window, the broken window, and the security guard inside the house shot and killed her. And I know I think we lost a good source we used to have on the program a lot because I took offense with him saying, well, that shouldn't have happened. I said, what is he supposed to do? His job is to protect the chambers and those inside of it, and there were numerous representatives inside. And he said, well, she could see it. They could see her hands. She didn't have anything in her hands. I said, well, first of all, it's assuming he actually could see her hands. And yes, she had nothing in it, but she had a backpack on. And who knows what she had in the backpack? Nobody except her. He could not let her come inside. That would be stupid. That's not the way you handle security. So he fired the one shot. Did he intend to kill her? I don't know that he did, but the bottom line is it happened. The other deaths are either related to health conditions and are suicide by a couple of officers who supposedly took part in defense of that and felt PTSD. Now, I'm not going to mock that, but I got to tell you, if you're going to get post-traumatic syndrome from trying to protect the Capitol and something like that, how do you think those who are in the middle of Afghanistan or during Vietnam, how do they possibly handle themselves? But we're all made different. I'm not trying to judge them, but I'm just saying they were not killed. Let's just get the facts straight. All right, let's go back and let's hear again. Let's let him pick up his statement from where he started, but then I want you to catch the twist that's coming. Stand by.
January 6, 2021 will never be forgotten, an infamous day in American history. MAGA Republicans descended upon the Capitol, engaged in an insurrection. They occupied the Capitol. Five people were killed, hundreds injured, including hundreds of Capitol Hill police officers attacked and bludgeoned. It was a day that we'll never forget. And people on the local level at affected school board meetings, they won't forget the MAGA Republicans descending on their school board meetings after January 6, like January 6, disrupting meetings. It was a coordinated attack happening across the country. Americans won't forget about it.
It has nothing to do one with the other. The parents at the school board meetings had learned because of COVID and watching Zoom calls and so forth that their children are being indoctrinated, not educated, and they're having things shoved down their throat. When did we decide that it's okay to teach a third grader, much less a first grader, about sex? Be either normal, quote, natural sex and our perverted sex? Or when did we decide it was okay to talk about, because of the color of your skin, you're inferior or you're superior to someone else? When did we decide that's a good curriculum for kids that young? Those parents and were at those school board meetings saying, we want our children protected, and that includes a good education and not indoctrination. And yes, some of them got loud, and sometimes security guards were told to remove them because they wouldn't stop talking, and the board president and the board would get all, oh my God, we're fearful. More PTSD. They might as well turn around and sue their county school board for PTSD money or something of that nature. But it had nothing to do with January 6th. Not even near the same thing. They didn't storm. They didn't turn up. They didn't burn anything. They didn't throw chairs at them. They didn't even try to assault them, other than verbally. But then in the midst of all of that, school boards felt they have to have protection. And let's go again to the words of Congressman Hank Johnson, Republican, I should say, Democrat representative from Georgia.
School board members, teachers, administrators subjected to violence, threats of violence, harassment, intimidation. And in response to that, the National School Boards Association sent a letter to the Biden administration seeking federal help. Things had gotten so far out of hand. And by the way, there's not one scintilla of evidence, either direct or indirect, that there was any coordination between the Biden administration and the National School Boards Association that caused that letter to be sent seeking federal assistance.
Congressman Johnson, Democrat of Georgia, with all due respect, you're wrong. And you either know it and you're lying, or you just haven't researched what you speak. Said there's not one scintilla of evidence of any link. Even the National School Board Association admitted that the White House senior advisor was, quote, had advanced knowledge of their planned letter and its specific contents, and interacted with the then interim CEO Chip Slavin of the NSBA regarding the letter while it's being drafted. In other words, telling them, put this in. No, change that. Maybe put this. In other words, telling them how to draft the letter. And he would dare say, stand there and say, not one scintilla of any collusion? Do you really not know? Or again, you just want to play the shell game with the American public? And of course, in response to that letter, Congressman Johnson points out, here comes the Attorney General to the rescue.
Attorney General Merrick Garland sent a memo that is the subject of proceedings today in the Judiciary Committee, sent the memo indicating that there was going to be some coordination between the federal government and local governments to maintain order at school board meetings. And this was a coordinated attack on local school boards, the same way as the attack on January 6th. The same dark moneyed interest behind January 6th were behind the this attack on school board proceedings across the country.
I would ask the congressman, would you show us some evidence? Any evidence of so-called dark money that is all related to January 6th? I wouldn't expect to get anything back in return except more false narrative, or to be blunt, lies. Lies. January 6th, I'll repeat again, was wrong. It was not patriotic. It should not have happened. And those who were taking and directly assaulting officers at the front line at the time, they should be charged. Those who stole anything or did anything to vandalize our Capitol, they should also be charged. Those who later just walked in not even knowing what's going on, there's no reason to be charging them any more than it is anyone else is sitting in the audience at the school board meeting and they were there on some other issue. But why not? They're all parents. Let's round them all up. Let's make them all terrorists. They're trying to shut you up and set you down, and I'm not going to sit down and shut up, and I doubt you will either. Coming up, I told you earlier I buried the lead for today. I'll finally get to the lead. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
1, 2, 3, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, so I need to either make an apology and say I had something wrong, and when I'm wrong, I'm going to admit I'm wrong, or then again, I'm wondering, did they change something? Is it the power of Larry Connors USA making some changes? Here's what I'm referring to. I'd mentioned in the first hour, and I did again at the top of this hour, talking about Martha's Vineyard, and pointing out how the Chamber of Commerce promotes the beautiful resort vacation area, very ritzy. And I said there's not one black person, I should say one person of color is the way I phrased it, pictured on any of the displays they have. Now, I don't know, and I'll be honest with you, I'll just take the arrow. I don't know how, but apparently I either overlooked or maybe they've updated the page as I've updated it a couple times. One photo shows a man hugging a woman, and below it says, "Say I do." In other words, come get married. And he is a person of color. And she appears to be white. Maybe she's a lighter person of color. I can't tell on this. I see another photo of a family, I should say a what is probably a husband-wife, or depicted to be that, with a small child, a toddler on the beach. And they are also, to use a phrase, a people of color. I don't like using that, but, you know, the vernacular changes so much. But let me put it, I'm trying to say this. Either I absolutely overlooked those others earlier, and I don't know how I did. Maybe the page didn't open up fully for me. I could blame it on the computer. Or they have updated it in the time we've been talking. Or maybe it rotates and updates originally from time to time anyway. But if I made the mistake, and I said it incorrectly against the facts, I am wrong. Period. I'm not going to show the blame anywhere else. I'm just looking at, not excuses, but is there another explanation? No, Larry, you're just stupid and you're wrong. That I can accept. I've lived with that a few times myself anyway. So I just want to make it clear to you. The other thing I want to bring up to you very quickly to remind you, and we're going to spend more time on this tomorrow, that the New York Post reporting that Facebook has been spying on private messages and data of Americans, particularly if you question the 2020 election, or you express any, quote, anti-government sentiment, whatever that exists, whatever that would mean nowadays. Facebook, according to this New York Post, has an employee there says they have been red flagging private messages over the last 19 months and then giving that information to the Domestic Terrorism Operational Unit at the FBI headquarters in D.C., all without a subpoena. If it's done like that, it's obviously outside the legal process without probable cause, and there will be lawsuits coming. I have probably been caught up in expressing anti-government sentiments. If I speak out against it, we don't need to add more money to this budget and bring in more IRS agents. So I guess I'm in there, and I do question the 2020 election. I don't clearly say it was fraud, but either way, let's do it better this time. And I just say, move on from that, learn from it, don't let it happen again. And in the meantime, the TikTok COO in front of Senate Homeland Security Committee today would not answer direct question, will you cut off all data and data flows to China? It's owned by ByteDance or any other party in China. She would not comment. Said, we will deal with national security as directed by the U.S. Well, in China, if you're going to have any relationship with any business in China, you have to give them everything and access to it so they do have access. We're going to have to get into that more as well. A couple stories I buried. One that has I just didn't have time to get to earlier, and that is Hunter Biden requesting to have child support payments for his daughter reduced. Because, well, let me see. Let me change this. He didn't say that. He said financial circumstances have made him unable to meet the initially agreed upon child support payments for his now 4-year-old daughter. He has yet to meet her. She was conceived out of wedlock as he had a relationship with a former stripper. Now, that was then, and I feel for the daughter that's caught in the midst of it and everything else. But here's Hunter Biden saying, I don't have enough money. I thought he was selling all these paintings and everything. He's just opened up someone to take a closer look at his earnings. You think those 87,000 IRS agents will have anything to do with that? Don't hold your breath. Here's the lead I buried. Here it is. CNN and Don Lemon Fruitcake is being removed from Don Lemon Tonight. They're taking it off the air. Going to be canceled sometime next month. They're going to move into the dead zone of what they call New Day. That's the CNN failed morning show. And those who were hosting that program are gone. But basically, the lead is Don Lemon is out at Don Lemon Tonight. That show is canceled. He'll be joining leftist Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins for a trio of hard-hitting, as they say, trustworthy anchors on CNN Day morning show, Dead Zone. Well, Don Lemon will have more time to go out at night. Depends on how early he has to get in, I guess, for the CNN Day. Yeah, I buried the lead, didn't I? As always, I appreciate you listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.